Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So this is it, the final episode from our 10 special bonus episodes documenting the last 10 years of the Football Ramble. This time round, we've got Nelly Yoa, we've got Neil Warnock wondering about endangering lives, a few rounds of Luke's game, all kinds of stuff in here. We're going to be kicking off with the debut of our new feature for last season, the Ramble WhatsApp group.
That's on Thursday, right. Our new feature. It's the Ramble WhatsApp group.
It is. Things that have been discussed on the WhatsApp group that we have together.
Have a dip in the group, Peter.
Have you got a little, jingle for that, Pete?
No, we haven't got a jingle.
For God's sake!
I'm waiting for my voiceover man to come through. He hasn't come through yet, all right?
Okay, fine.
Do you want the inner workings of the Football Ramble and my, you know, sat in front of a hot cauldron of audio?
Yeah, carry
me,
on.
If you want that.
Of course I do.
Peter, you're the voiceover man.
No, he lost the gig.
He lost the gig, didn't he?
Finchie again.
Finchie took it off. Finchie took it off me.
Finchie did every voiceover ever.
Buy this. He's in Ready Player One.
Donaldson does the job.
Finchie is the
get in the WhatsApp group.
Finchie's the Google of voiceovers. Everyone just goes to him straight away.
Now it's time for the Ramble WhatsApp group.
The only time anyone goes to Donaldson is just to see if he's got Finchie's number. Like Bing, it's like Bing in Google.
All right. Well, Finchie's not here, so we're going to have to ask Pete. What is in the rocks?
I've got something, Pete, but you go first.
Well, I mean, I always thought, Marcus, you were going to be doing this, but we're sharing them around over stories.
So,
all right, well, we'll start with the Newcastle fan with his knob out.
I wanted to give you the pleasure of saying that.
Pleasure?
He's one of your own. He's one of your own.
He's been banned, Marcus, for 3 years. From the ground, from football grounds, after flashing.
That's a stiff punishment, that.
That is a stiff punishment. He's a youth team coach as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not at the club.
Not at the club, no.
But in general.
No. I mean, that's still poor behaviour.
That's really poor behaviour. 3 years is harsh.
Yeah.
Just for a little, showing a bit of knob.
It was a bit of knob.
The whole thing was...
Three years for doing the old Don Hutchinson. It's very hard.
It was actually shaking his member at Spurs fans for 5 to 10 seconds was what the court heard.
More than three shakes, you're playing with it.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
It's an estimate, but I imagine time goes very slowly when a man's waving his penis in your face.
58-year-old grandfather, Keith Steinmetz.
There's the key.
Said it was a moment of sheer stupidity after shaking his member at the Spurs fans back in May at Wembley during a match. I think we lost 1-0, Harry Kane scoring.
Yeah, that probably happened in the middle. At Wembley, saved him at the big stage.
The home of Willie waving.
Yeah.
Pete, can I just ask, as you're a Newcastle fan and you are obviously the spokesperson within this room for this, where does this rank? Is it above or below punching of the horse?
Oh, it's definitely below punching the horse.
Punching the horse is worse.
His defense, more notorious. His defense in court said he will be a church mouse when he goes to matches in the future. He will ensure that he doesn't drink at all and ignore any goading. I would argue him getting his church mouse out is the problem.
Keep the mouse in the house, as they say.
Well, he's got to wait 3 years before he can go again, hasn't he?
I know. Before he can gourd again.
Well, there's not really anywhere to go after that, but something I'd like to bring to the table
the
is...
toilet, maybe? With that skin, not having it.
True.
But, yeah, I'm thinking Chicago might be a pretty good choice.
It gets
quite hot, gets quite cold as well.
I think Wayne Rooney's thinking, stop following me everywhere. Why are you following me again?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we wanted to see Big Sam, obviously, because Big Uncle Sam...
We heard from Big Sam earlier, of course.
We did, yeah. It's unlikely now. But I think Moyes wouldn't be a bad appointment.
I bumped into Big Sam about 2 weeks ago. Or was it a week ago? I'll tell you about that.
I don't think you did.
And I think...
And I'm still feeling it.
Did I tell my Big Sam story?
No, go for it. You tell your...
Mine's
rubbish.
Big Sam story.
Mine's just that he was a lot more cheerful than I was expecting him to be.
I don't think... Did I say this on the...
You can't pull the wool off of my eyes.
With him in the back in the car with Sammy Lee. Did I tell that on the ramble?
Just say it again.
All right.
Again, it's boring.
Did I say that? I have said it.
All right. Well, if we haven't said it, we're fucked, aren't we, Mark?
Yeah. No, I have, because cameraman Sam's nodding his head.
Do a real quick pricey of it for people who haven't heard that episode.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Fair one. Big Sam was being interviewed in the back of a car because they were in transit, and I think it was probably the only free bit of time that he could give the particular interviewer. They weren't parked up or anything. And he's interviewing Big Sam, and Sammy Lee was in the car with his trousers off, because apparently he doesn't like to wear his trousers when traveling.
What?
When
I would have remembered this story. Yeah. Tell
man
me.
Off, man after Pete's heart, he'd have remembered this story.
Tell me he had adult diapers on.
And it seemed that Sammy Lee's, I suppose, task in all this was to take out Werther's originals from the packets, unwrap them and hand them to Big Sam.
Right. Now, you told me that story, but you did not tell me the man he had no trousers on while he was doing it. That presents a whole different image for me.
I like the idea.
One that does not tally with the Werther's original, hard butter candy
brand
advert.
Values.
I remember when Grandad used to remove his trousers and give me his delicious butter candy.
Can you imagine Big Sam saying to Sam Lee, are you ready to unwrap my Werther's, yeah? Unwrap yourself first.
Unwrap the Lee.
Yeah.
Then unwrap the candy.
Big Sam's having his Werther's.
There we go. I'm pretty sure I've told that story, but it's worth recounting.
I don't recall that piece of information.
Tune in this time next week to hear it again, as far as I'm concerned.
There we are.
That was sort out of mind.
All right, then. It's time to open the WhatsApp group.
It is time to open the WhatsApp group, and I've just remembered we've got a little jingle, and here...
I mean, I pointed at the thing that
you said that. Well, why don't you point your finger a little bit further
when
next
points.
To the iPad?
Sorry. I apologise, everybody. I'll point my finger a bit further.
You got a little jingle for that, Pete? Have you got a little jingle for that, Pete? Have you got a little jingle for that?
No, I've not got a jingle. No, we haven't got a jingle.
For God's sake!
You do have a jingle. Yeah. It's the WhatsApp group, everybody!
You can tell that Pete's not got to be in his bonnet about the jingle by listening to the jingle.
Now then, point your finger a bit further.
How big is this bonnet that you always say I've got bees in?
It's massive because there's so many bees in it.
It's a ridiculous place to put bees.
No, not that they've got flowers on them.
Oh,
the whole point is a bonnet's got flowers in it.
Yeah, but why are the bees? That makes it sound like the bees are inside the bonnet.
You're right, Peter. You don't have any bees in your bonnet.
No. Pete, how many irate people would be in the bonnet? Do you see around here?
Bee on my bonnet.
This could be a regular
bee buzzing around in my bonnet.
No, it's in your bonnet.
Why is it in my bonnet though?
Well, you tell me.
Yeah, but in my bonnet would be underneath the hat.
That's the saying.
Yeah, I know, but it's a ridiculous saying and it shouldn't be used.
You've literally got a bee in your bonnet about the phrase bee in your bonnet.
Yeah. Damn right I have. I'll hit that one.
Last week he got genuinely quite annoyed because of the phrase monkey on your back.
Yeah.
I'd quite like to have a monkey on my back.
Yeah.
This could be a regular feature.
Right. It is a top 10 list of monkeys I let on my back. Rhesus. Woolly. Langer.
You're not going to do 10. You're never going to do 10.
Capuchin. Spider. They've got prehensile tails.
That's five.
That is five.
You don't get any further. You should have said five.
Well, the little money. Tamarind.
Okay. Yeah. Howler.
No,
you just said any monkey you could think of.
Proboscis. Right.
Proboscis.
What kind of bees do you want in your bonnet?
What are the big ones? Macaque.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nine.
Oh, I just need one more monkey. One more monkey, that's all I need. What are the ones that look like David Bowie in Labyrinth?
Oh,
they're little monkeys, little baby tropical monkeys. That's an ape.
It's an ape, Jim.
Just have Ross's monkey from Friends and we're done.
That's a spider monkey.
No, it's not.
Capuchin. I've already said it.
One more.
It doesn't matter. Pete, I'm now thinking of you with a monkey on your back and that monkey's got a bonnet on it.
Yeah.
With a bee in the bonnet on the monkey.
Seeing, hearing and speaking an awful lot of evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, poorly at some point within the next
Marcus,
30
just move
years.
On. We've dealt with this so many times. I've forgiven you.
Talk about Partick Thistle.
All right.
That's what I want to talk about.
Let's talk about Partick, currently second bottom of the Scottish Championship. They recently went on a field trip. Their manager, Gary Caldwell, took his side for the day to spend time with the British Army Parachute Regiment. Now, we remember Southgate taking the England players off for a little camping trip with the Army and so on. And
Capello took them on a mountaineering thing, didn't he, just before the World Cup?
That was a very bad idea. Yeah. You've had a long season, lads. Let's do some altitude training in the Alps.
Yeah.
So we know that some football teams, they'll do this kind of team-building kind of exercise. Well, their striker, Chris Doolan, said, we went up the hills. We had a shot of their night vision. I wouldn't even went to Craig Brown there. Just
he did, yeah.
I like this. He said, we had a shot of their night vision, a wee look at their guns and artillery. just a wee look at the guns. Yeah. And we assumed that...
it's going to be on the exam?
Yeah. And we assumed that's what the full day was going to be. The players were taken into... they were split up quite suddenly into different groups, taken to different checkpoints, had to run about 4 to 5 miles in between each checkpoint. They had to carry logs, 20-litre cans of water and stretchers with, I suppose, sort of fake casualties on, up and down hills. And they were thinking, hang on, what is this?
No, they
about?
Were actual casualties.
Oh, yeah, probably.
They hurt themselves.
Yeah. After they'd finished, they thought to themselves, well, that was a bit of a flipping arduous day. Suddenly, out of nowhere, the SAS turn up.
Camouflage.
They didn't
ghillie suits.
They didn't phone ahead that they were going to turn up. Shall we say?
I mean, Partick have got a game on Saturday.
I know. Well, the players were manhandled, blindfolded, earmuffed, and dragged through various places.
The whole best bit of this is Mark has written this right, and the final sentence. Can I please say what you've written on the final sentence? Right, Partick's Belgian midfielder Bryce Ntambwe tried to run off into the wilderness but was caught. He's sort of had enough of this. I'll leg it. It can't be more than 4 or 5 miles away. I'll leg it.
Can't. I don't know what to make of that. We have to get him back. We've got to get him.
Wrestling to the ground, putting him in a stress position. Yeah. I'm just a midfield player. I'm not even box to box.
Literally being held hostage. I've got to get out of here. You're not going anywhere, my son. I'm a free man. Yeah. You can't do this to me.
Yeah.
Where's the microfiche?
One of the players burst into tears, apparently.
Yeah.
And then
they were kidnapped by the SAS.
One of them had the cheek to say, but it was good team building stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the SAS.
How many of them are still missing?
I've no idea. They're all in the wilderness. I love the fact that he bolted off.
Yeah.
He had no idea where he was in the middle of nowhere. I will take my chances with the Scottish element.
I mean, that has gone full like Lord of the Flies there, isn't it? It's brilliant.
It's lawless.
Absolutely.
I wish I was there for the moment where just Bryson Tanway just drops his log and just legs it.
Nah.
What was he hoping for? I'll see it.
Running for the Belgian embassy.
I'll see it at the stadium for kickoff.
Running into the local church. Sanctuary!
Easy.
The iPad. As you heard from me on Monday, I knew they were going to beat them. I knew it.
Cheeky draw, Donaldson. Nearly was a cheeky draw.
The cheekiest of all the draws.
Did you think at halftime you think that draw's on?
We'll take that. You know, we talk about our WhatsApp chat quite a bit on the Monday show, and we're always sort of a bit of back and forward talking about the game and so on.
A little bit of laughter.
Very rarely does it all go completely silent because no one knows what to say. And that happened when the third went in. Yeah. I noticed it.
After that, it was mostly just swearing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It seems like a long time ago now, but my word, I'm still excited about it.
Did you see us? Did you fucking see us?
Marcus was on CNN talking about that performance. I've never seen a more happy...
Do you know what it reminded me of,
Pete? A man full of the judges.
I was
such humor.
I was like a dog with two dicks.
Can I tell you what it reminded me of?
Donald Trump getting the nomination. It was just a dog with two dicks.
Could I see that and raise you? It reminded me, Marcus speaking on CNN about England beating Spain, reminded me of those adverts you get when people win the postcode lottery.
Yeah.
And they're presented with a big check.
Jeff Brazier around your house.
I just can't believe it. It's going to change my life.
It's fake news. Fake news. Okay, we scored 3 goals. The greatest 3 goals. Oh, my goodness.
Is that Donald Trump?
I think so.
Yeah.
Via Kenneth Williams.
After a tooth extraction.
Matron. Okay. My goodness. All right. And now it's time for going...
Oi, net three-pointman.
That's dreadful.
Yeah, sorry about that. There we go.
And now it's time for going for gold.
Yeah.
Press the button.
Tickle
your ivories.
Why do we have to say it every show? Press the button.
So the heat is on. Fuck. And the time is right. It's time for you.
Still not sure with it. People are coming. Everyone's trying. We'll be there in a minute.
Sorry, did you want a shot?
Oh, no.
Then we go again.
Yeah. So the respect heat is on. And
the time is Wanker. Right.
It's time for you. What you to play in our game. These people are coming. Everyone's trying.
I'd really like a shortened version.
Gold.
Don't play again.
If you interrupt the Going for Gold theme tune again, Marcus Speller.
If you don't tickle those ivories.
Repete. We're going to go for the rewind as the Pirate Radio Station might
rewind.
Demand.
Yeah, shout out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There we go.
There we are.
Godspeed, Andy. Oh, we wish goodness. You all the best, my friend.
Oh, my goodness. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Going for Gold.
It is time for Going for Gold.
As if the tension couldn't get any higher.
Are you going to whinge about how long the Going for Gold music is, Marcus?
Maybe.
No, play it. Play it. I love it.
Whinge. The time is right. It's time for you. For you to play the game. As people are coming, everyone's trying. Trying to be the best that they can. To reach for the sky.
It's the whole thing.
You know. Look at his smug face.
I thought it sounded a bit different.
Yeah. He hasn't removed a second from this one, has he?
No.
People are just skipping this.
Yeah. No, they're not.
I'm loving it. Long. That's
a tough. He's dancing. All we need is a little more getting it right. You're damn right.
Stay in the fight. You missed the second bit.
This can't end quick enough for me. Oh, seriously, come on.
No. You wanted this, Marcus.
I didn't want to.
This is your own personal hell, and we are all enjoying it.
I wanted the opposite of
now,
this.
You're getting the full 2 minutes.
Bloody Nora. How long left?
A minute.
A minute?
Oh. This is you. This is what you did. You did this to us all.
I'm enjoying it.
I'm not.
So!
Oh, here we go. Right.
It's time for you. For you to play your game. People are coming. Everyone's trying to be the best that they can. To reach for the sky where the stakes are so high.
It's better be the bloody end of it.
Going for gold.
Where's the gold?
Come on.
I've got to get the whole thing out.
Oh, my God. Yes, what is this?
Jim. Go for it. For gold.
You little slut. I should point out Pete's wearing a Japan shirt.
Well. I am.
Lord.
Thank fuck for that.
The payoff at the end is brilliant. It's worth it. It was worth it.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He put gold at the end. He did it all.
So...
There we go.
Is anyone still listening?
I'm happy. Carry on.
I mean, they've sat through a lot of football chat, if you can't enjoy that, you can't enjoy anything, in my humble opinion. Jimmy Clark! You either choose Woodward or you choose him. You go, just get rid of them both. Just get rid of the whole thing.
Get rid of the whole lot. Because if Mourinho was to go, Then there's talk of Zidane. And Antonio Conte got a credible mention recently. And I think
that's the link with Beppe Marotta, isn't it?
It is that link. So you think, oh, that would make sense. Or do they go for somebody who knows the club well, an ex-player, somebody like that? Because I believe Steve Bruce is available.
Oh, there we go. Jim, don't interrupt. It's all a ruse for a link.
There we go.
That's all it is.
A long ruse, that.
Yeah, he's had an awful week, hasn't he?
I mean,
from the sheer sort of, what would you call it? Getting a cabbage thrown at you. That's a new one. We don't want to see people getting...
Well, you heard details of this cabbage.
Go
apparently
on.
It was very heavy and would have done some damage.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, I'm telling you now...
It's a cabbage.
It's a disgrace.
I'm telling you now, if you were to pick... If someone said to you, look, at some point in the future, without you telling you, someone's going to throw a vegetable at you, but you can choose the vegetable.
Not having cabbage.
Pak choy is my limit.
Cabbage is the bottom. It's heavy.
Yeah.
It's bulky.
What about... Choy. I don't know.
I guess
it depends
like
where it's thrown
things.
From, doesn't it?
Peas.
Peas.
What about a sweet potato?
That's quiet. Hard.
You don't want that.
Jim, come on. No, I'm saying, yeah,
maybe butternut that. Squash would maybe be worse.
It's pumpkin. Unwieldy, though, isn't it?
He's got no give.
A sweet potato is a tuber.
Is it what?
It's a tuber, not a vegetable.
Does it not count as a vegetable?
I don't think so. A potato definitely doesn't.
Mushroom.
It's a fungi, isn't it?
Ah, oh, it's in the same Less bit of the supermarket.
So if someone says to you, hang on a minute, if someone says, oh, you're having roast beef and veg, and someone serves you up a mushroom, that's not a vegetable, is it?
Near enough, isn't it?
It's well, in no, there. But it's in the wheelhouse, found in the ground, fuck you.
You could argue it was a weird steak. Found in the ground.
Found in the ground.
Is that why you're not a waiter, Pete? Imagine that. I'm sorry, but I've got a mushroom here. It's found in the ground.
I'm highly allergic to get out. Get out of my restaurant.
You are a man who spent enough time in kebab houses to definitely have cabbage thrown at you before.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's very undignified, isn't it?
But I do want to...
I don't think they got past the first hurdle. So there we are.
Didn't get a sniff.
All right, then. Let's have a look at what's been happening on the Ramble WhatsApp group. Ah, yes. Phil Neville.
Hang on. Do your jingle.
Oh, you want the jingle?
Sorry.
Jingle? Yeah. I forgot.
It's the best part of the show.
All right. It's time for the Ramble WhatsApp group chat.
You got a little jingle for that, Pete? Have you got a little jingle for that, Pete? Have you got a little jingle for that?
No, I've not got a jingle. No, we haven't got a jingle.
For God's sake! There we go.
I thought you really needed that, dude.
Best jingle in podcasting, in my opinion, that. Yeah.
All right.
Brilliant.
Yes, Phil Neville and the Lionesses qualified for the World Cup in France after beating Wales 3-0.
And a fantastic result that was.
Good news for everybody concerned with England there. Phil Neville, of course, in an article, I think it was in The Guardian, said he speaks with the players every day over WhatsApp. Well, that's relevant because we're in the WhatsApp chat here. He said, every single minute of the day, I know what the players are doing. I know every part of their lives. I know about their animals. I know about their partners. I know if they go to the cinema, if they have an ice cream, I know about it. It may or may not have been said in that tone.
Can I just say, it starts off with Phil trying to sound like a proponent of the aggregated marginal gain system, a student of Dave Brailsford, and ends up with him sounding like Jamie Dornan's character in The Fall. drama about a man who stalks women and kills them.
Yeah, sounds like an abusive boyfriend.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like WhatsApp to me. That sounds like some sort of like Cambridge Analytica style tracking device that is fitted into everyone's phone.
Well, old Fizzer knows his onions.
Fizzer!
And what they're doing.
Absolutely. And their partners. Yeah. And his ice cream.
Yeah.
And it knows his ice cream.
And your sheds.
Fizzer, just take a chill pill.
Take a step
have
back.
Have a relax.
Pill.
Mind you, 3-0 results speak for themselves.
He said, judging
on his results.
Yeah. They're so frightened that they're unbeatable.
Yeah. And
frightened to lose.
iPad. Every player has to have this iPad, this special iPad from China.
And they've got to take it around with them all
Phil
the time.
Net, signing up to Phil Net. Don't put tape over the cameras. There's loads of cameras you don't even know about.
What, okay. What browser?
Let's be careful now.
What browser are you using? Phil Net. You use Phil Net.
Phil Net.
Yeah, it's a Chrome extension.
Oh, dear.
It's not nice. I'm more annoyed about the way he describes having a WhatsApp group with every player. Two people is not a group.
Yeah, it's just a chat.
It's a conversation.
Yeah.
WhatsApp couples.
Yeah.
By Phil Neville. All right, what else have we got?
Absolutely. So, you know, you wonder whether it's actually right to be given friendly caps, essentially.
Like, when Rooney didn't put English football on the map, we're not talking about like Jorge Campos or something like that. Like someone who was charismatic and exciting
I'm just thinking of
someone who sort of like was polarizing, but also kind of like gave,
gave
them a bit of big, charisma.
He's not Diego Maradona.
He's not Diego Maradona. He's not a person who sort of, you look back to these kind of like.
Why is Campos the first player you thought of?
I love that. He mentioned him on Monday, didn't he?
Did he really?
No, I didn't. No. but the colours and the kind of excitement. And when I think about Mexico, when I think about Mexico in '94, I think of
shapes
Campos.
And colours.
I think of shapes and colours. Yeah. I've been very rude today, Jim.
I like it.
Like he didn't do that. Like we're already a footballing
force. He scored
force.
Over 50 goals for England. That's why.
This is a flying shit. Well, I think. Did Alan Shearer get one? I know he wasn't.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
This is what it's all about.
Did Alan Shearer get one?
Well, you've used the Campos smokescreen, which is very clever because of all the shapes and all the colours.
One thing I will say.
The colourful Campos Trojan horse opens up.
Campos flag.
Alan Shearer pokes his head out the belly and goes, who are you then? Donaldson.
Campos flag.
Campos flag.
Get us another cap.
Yeah. Where's me testimonial later?
Where's me cap?
I know I retired early, probably 8 years early to preserve my club career, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, dear.
But if you do like her, and then we'll see how we get on. Amazing scenes.
Amazing scenes indeed. Talking of amazing scenes, let's crack open the WhatsApp group.
Have you got a little jingle for that, Pete? Have you got a little jingle for that, Pete? Have you got a little jingle for that?
No, I've not got a jingle. No, we haven't got a jingle.
For God's sake!
Steady with the language. I know English isn't your first.
Steady with the language. I know English isn't your first.
A welcome introduction into the WhatsApp group for the first, but hopefully not the last time this season, for former estate agent and all-round professional idiot, Jeff Shreve.
Cheers, Jeff.
Cheers, Jeff. Well done, Jeff.
Oh, dear.
So if people haven't seen this...
Or for people who are overseas.
Yeah. Jeff Shreve did a post-match interview after the Arsenal game with Alexander Lacazette and who else? Someone else. I forget who it was. Another Arsenal player. And Lacazette said the...
Well, words, was it Aubameyang?
Might have been. But
you're right. I think he was with Aubameyang.
He was talking to Lacazette and Lacazette was answering a question and used the term clean sheet, obviously in a heavily French accent, to which Jeff Shreve thought he said shit on telly and told him off.
I thought he said... I thought he was talking about the balls. Yeah.
Oh, was it? Okay.
He'd confused... testicles with balls.
He said Czech had taken a lot of balls or something.
Yeah, he had taken a lot of balls.
I thought he said shit instead of sheet.
Either way,
it's
Jeff
brilliant.
Got it very
it's
wrong.
Brilliant, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeffy Shreve.
Cheers, Jeff.
That's the end.
BT Sky, sorry. It's Sky Sports. Sky. Sorry, then we can cut BT out.
I'll play that again, basically. It's Jurgen Klopp not being exactly sure who he's talking to, so he checks the microphone muff and the logo on it. And Jeff Shreve could not be more annoyed. Could not be more annoyed.
Do you want to buy this semi or not? Do you want to buy this semi or not? It's a lovely garden.
Here it is.
What is it? BT Sky? Sorry. It's Sky Sports. Sky. Sorry, then we can cut BT out.
It's Sky, Sky Sports. Sports. It's Sky Sports.
You must know who I am. You're simply on the face of the channel, of the sport.
The man who was only not fired from Sky because he had a day off that day. And you all know what I'm talking about. So, fair to say, Jeff Shreve's making a boo-boo has been a huge part of our WhatsApp chat this last few days.
Enjoyable.
And something else that's...
Just do it, but only three at a time.
Oh, I think Dr. Doolittle's fine for that.
we got an email from... I'm going to keep it anonymous because it's a bit chippy.
Is it time for a jingy? Is it time for a bed?
It's time for a bed. You know, it's...
Here we go. Here we go.
It's back again. 2018 remix.
Sit back and enjoy it, chaps.
Hi there. Anonymous from London here. Hope you're all well. I've been listening to Football Ramble for over 2 years now and on the continent ever since it started, and I love both shows. However, I've become rather annoyed with one particular aspect of my relationship with your good selves, the consistent ignoring of my correspondence. I've sent a fair few emails to both shows in the past few years and only once had one read out. I appreciate you must receive many from listeners every week, but it's frustrating to be such an active participant in regards to the email section of the Ramble and the On the Continent mailbag, and I'm constantly ignored. I'd like to think my emails have been worthy of being read out on both shows, and in an attempt to make that happen, I've varied it up when it sent them. Sometimes close to when you record, other times well in advance. I've also mixed up the headings of the emails in terms of capping and content, but it appears to make no difference. And to add insult to injury, on an episode of The Ramble that followed immediately after I'd sent an email, Pete ended a strikingly short email section by saying, "We've not had many emails this week. What about mine?" As said, I appreciate you must generally get a lot of email, but by the law of averages, I really should have had more than one read out by now. Could you possibly provide feedback in regards to why most of mine have not made it to air and what I could possibly do to get an email read out on the show? That would be much appreciated. P.S. I obviously don't expect you to read this email out.
Pete, is that our first email from an incel?
That's. He's all right.
I'm just kidding.
He's just enjoying getting involved, and we finally read out one of his emails. So thank you for that.
Yeah. If you didn't even say
anonymous,
you didn't even say his name.
Sausages.
You didn't say
his name is sausages.
Little sausage boy.
Anonymous sausages.
Anonymous sausages.
There we are. Yeah.
Is that the end of the email section, Pete?
Yeah.
Peter, where can people get mugged off if they so wish?
Hang on, this isn't far off.
Oh, we've worked hard for this studio, young man.
People listen to this show.
Yeah.
Oh!
Anyway, what do you think?
WhatsApp group. I know, Pete, you are dying to bring something to this group.
Yes.
We talked about it during the week on WhatsApp, so bring it to the table right now.
So,
go on, mate.
We spoke about this gentleman yesterday, prompted by an emailer who I must admit I forget his name, but Nelly Yor.
In Australia.
A man down under.
We spoke about it on Thursday show.
Yeah. Like a mythical, kind of slightly Walter Mitty kind of character. He slid into our DMs. He's been hearing what we've been talking about. We've been talking about him. Always listening.
Bring people up to date on who he actually is.
He's a man who professes
claims to be a footballer.
Friend of the stars. Yeah, friend of the stars, friends to notable
Usain Bolt,
runners, Usain Bolt and stuff like that. Well, he slid into our DMs, basically, with pictures of him in football kits, hanging out with the aforementioned Usain Bolt. Get your facts right before talking rubbish on air. You might get more listeners. Yeah. And then
we'll have a lot less content, young man.
And then a little while later, he sends a picture of his American Express. He's like an American. He's got a lot of American Express swag, basically. Yeah. That he's got in his house.
He sent us a picture of a pass, like a work pass, with his face on it, and his name, which said "American Express Field Relationships Manager" underneath.
Yeah.
Which basically means that he's got a job at American Express. Yeah. But yet he's also tweeting, doing little videos saying thanks to American Express for extending my contract.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to be sponsored by you and stuff.
Maybe he's
sponsored for what?
Yeah. Past his probation?
Maybe.
Fake it till you make it. He's spreading the good word for the Amex.
Someone's told on us, haven't they?
Yeah.
If you work for Amex, maybe you can clear it up. Yeah. Maybe we do have the wrong end of the stick.
Yeah. And then later on, he went back to, no offence intended, just harmless fun. Still love the ramble. Can I be a friend of the show?
Oh.
Nelly, you can be a friend of the show. Put that on your Twitter.
You can ride with us, Nelly.
Football ramble brand ambassador.
And just so you guys know, I've just typed in Nelly Yoa American Express into Google.
Yes.
And the first result is American Express issues cease and desist letters to Nelly Yoa.
But that could have been ages ago.
Could have been ages ago. They've come round.
It's Google. It's got the date on it. It is, to be fair, it's January 2018. But he's had legal action threatened against him by American Express. I'm just reporting it because it's out there.
Yeah.
There we go.
Good old Nelly Yoa.
And then the next entry is Nelly Yoa stands by his story despite days of denials. See where this is going.
This is what he's doing. He's doubling down. He's got to, isn't he? Yeah. He's got to protect the brand.
Fake it till you make it. I'm having it.
That's what me and Marcus used to do when we first started this podcast.
We're important.
Yeah. I don't mind the hustle. I'm happy. I don't mind it.
I'm on board.
Just saying, when you slide into the DMs to a man like Pete Donaldson, that's when you make it personal.
The world's greatest lover, I hear. Yeah. That's what I've been hearing.
Let's get him on a ramble meets.
Pete Donaldson, Durex is Pete Donaldson.
Magnum, thank you.
Magnum, Pete Donaldson. You know, sponsored by Agent Provocateur. Yeah.
Magnum PPI.
Imagine me and some Undy Grundies.
I'd rather not.
From Agent Provocateur.
We don't have to. We can just remember back when you did that about a month ago.
Pete Donaldson and Agent Provocateur lingerie. You just imagined the new live video for our next show.
You old rotter.
Anyway, Nelly, if you're listening, good more power to your elbow. Absolutely. Get back in touch. Why not?
Absolutely. Speaking of those, we need points badly. And at home to Brighton, I mean, Brighton are doing well, you know, won sort of three in the last four and so on. But these are the games Cardiff have to win.
But then they'll lose it, and then Neil Warnock will just say he's had a lovely day out, and then the Cardiff fans will just go on miserable as they have every bloody week. I would be annoyed at Neil Warnock's demeanour if I hadn't endured it through a full championship season.
Yeah,
as a Cardiff fan.
Neil, if Cardiff lose this game, the post-match press conference, Neil will be like, they've got no real cause to complain about these fans. I mean, no one expected us to get in there. All right, Neil, we know no one expected you to get in the Premier League. You're in there now. Yep. It's 11 games in. Yeah. You've got to get on with it.
As was pointed out on Twitter, death is inevitable. So. Although we're cracking game, you know, obviously we're wrong side of it, you know, but you score two goals, you go away. We conceded three. Why are you unhappy about that?
I'm looking forward to my retirement home, which is Cristiano Ronaldo's abs. So that's where I'm going to end up.
Neil, Neil has also got the quote of the season, of course, which is when Joe Rawls was sent off for that vicious assault on the Spurs player. Yeah, and he said, I don't see why that has to be a red card. He's not endangered the life of the player.
The life?
That's not the law. That's not the laws of the game. Cardiff appealed that.
That's the bar, isn't
He's
it?
He's not unplugged a life support machine. He's not endangered the life.
I mean, I've looked at the replay. There's no decapitation at all.
Minimal, if anything.
Yeah.
Oh, has anybody died? Right.
Have you been watching Game of Thrones, Neil? Yes, I have.
Was it a flawless victory? Mortal Kombat fatality? I don't think so. Did he pull his heart out and eat it? No.
Yeah. He'd enjoy Game of Thrones, didn't he?
Yeah, given, he would, yeah.
Given, you know, Sean Bean's art.
Neil like ends the press conference by going, get over here! And punches his head off.
That's exactly what we'd all like to see.
He does it all the time in training.
Neil Warnock, dressed as Scorpio, or Scorpion? Scorpion.
Sub-Zero.
Sub-Zero's the blue guy.
Yeah, Scorpion's the yellow one.
Scorpion, I think. Yeah, the yellow one. Yeah.
Oh, I see, yeah.
They're
brothers. Anyway, what are they?
Are they? Do you know your Mortal Kombat lore?
I'd love to see...
Who's Sonya Blade?
I'd love to see Joe Rawls in the game against Brighton halfway through the game trying to chase back for stop a counter-attack, take off his razor-sharp hat and throw it at the attacking player and slicing him in half.
There we
and
go.
Neil going, that's a yellow!
Yeah.
That's a yellow!
Did lightning come out of his hands? No.
So what are the odds then?
Oh yeah, good point.
What are the odds of Raiden
being an unlockable character in Mortal Kombat?
No, if Brighton win, however, they'll go up to 17 points, which is a decent tally, especially at this stage of the season. Now, Fulham, Huddersfield, Cardiff, Newcastle, Southampton, Burnley and Palace are all on between 5 and 8 points.
Oh, it's like a paddling pool full of nonsense, isn't it?
It's not many.
For God's sake.
What?
Did you hear that?
What? It's a paddling pool full of nonsense.
Oh, I thought you said something else. Carry on.
Good Lord.
What did you think he said?
Well, I can't
no,
tell
let's
you.
Not say that.
I can't tell you.
Carry on. Good Lord.
Later, say it later.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I think we were tiptoeing on the line gentlemen, rather than the right side of it.
It's a very poor jail.
Anyway.
Imagine that.
Everybody hold their tongues.
Don't imagine it.
Brighton, of course, will want to stay away from that group, Peter.
Yeah.
Won't they won't want to be near.
Not in the paddling pool.
I think what we've established here is...
Hi, I'm Frank Leboeuf. You're listening to the Football Ramble. Football Ramble.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
All the best, Mark. We're pulling for you.
Go on, Marky, baby.
And we're pulling for Southgate's Steeds as well.
Studs.
Southgate studs, yeah, as well.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Right, in the absence of going for Glold, Luke, what have you prepared for us?
I've thought, well, we talked about Kevin Keegan earlier.
We did.
Didn't we?
What, and since then, you've come up with something.
No, I had it planned.
Oh, did you?
I had it planned. I told you there's a Kevin Keegan section coming up. Yep. We don't have Pete, so there's no going for Glold. But what I'll do is I'll do a little Kevin Keegan-based quiz.
Oh, man.
And the winner out of you two can get a point on the board. I know I can't get... So what I'm going to do, chaps, I've got six quotes here. Three each. Three for you, Jim. Three for you, Marcus. And I'm going to read you the quote in turn. Mm-hmm. And I want you to tell me whether it's an extract from Kevin Keegan's new book or it's a quote from Katie Price, a.k.a. Jordan.
Okay.
So, and the winner at the end gets a point, all right?
So they're pitched to each of us. We're not...
Yeah, you get one each. Okay. I'll go back
and
forth.
Does this go towards the going for Glold?
Yeah, it does. I told you.
Oh, sorry. You just mentioned, sorry.
Yeah, you're not listening to me. It's just Kevin Keegan.
You just said Kevin Keegan and I lost it.
Yeah, you've gone into one of your fugues. Yeah.
Right, okay, Marcus, you're going to go first, okay?
Oh, no.
So here's the quote.
Yeah.
And you need to tell me, just to be clear, if it's from Kevin Keegan's new book or it's a quote from Katie Price, who's also known as Jordan.
Yes.
Okay. I came up against a wall of incompetence, deceit and arrogance. You really couldn't make up some of the things that happened.
That's Kevin Keegan.
Is it Kevin Keegan? Correct. It is Kevin Keegan.
Yes.
You're right. What I need is like one of those things where I can give you a thing for a right answer. What about...
Have a go with the buttons.
Don't play the whole thing.
You got a little jingle for that, Pete?
So what's that group?
Have you got a little jingle for that?
No, I've not got a jingle. No, we haven't got a jingle.
For God's sake! What's this
one? Hi, I'm Kevin Keegan.
Yes,
and
you're right.
To the Football Ramble.
So if you get it right, I'm going to give you that thing.
Right,
so Marcus, you're one up, okay?
All right.
I should have planned this before, but right, Jim, ready?
You're getting Pete's legacy just sort of osmosis from the thing comes through, and
there we go.
Struggling.
Just press the button.
Yeah,
Jim, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Some of these are quite curveball-y, so just bear that in mind, okay? Our wedding tent was made of plastic. It was disappointing because it looked like it had come straight out of a B&Q flat pack.
Oh man, that is a tough one. That is a tough one.
I'm going to go Jordan.
All right, let's find out. Yes, it was Jordan. Yeah, there we go.
Well played.
So, Marcus, you're up next, okay? Right. Ready?
Sorry, where's the keggy?
No, you only get a keggy if it's a keggy.
All right, I see.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? That's very confusing, but listeners can keep up. Right. Marcus, you ready?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with the media, the red tops, the ones who can be loyal. When I say loyal, it's a game. This is a game we're in. If it's your time to get picked on, then you get picked on. And you know, I'm used to that.
That's Jordan.
Correct. It is Jordan. This is easier than I thought.
No, it's ultimately a guess. But the first one I knew was Keegan.
All right, Jim, you're up. Ready? Tabloid hacks were dispatched to find out if there was another reason why I was down some lover's lane.
Come on, Peggy.
Hi, I'm Kevin Keegan, and you're listening to the Football Ramble.
Correct, it's
too old. Yeah, if anyone doesn't know the story, that's from the time he was hit with a baseball bat and a label.
That's not funny, though, is it?
Just reporting what happened.
Yeah, you can't laugh at that.
No.
Okay, Marcus, you're up. If it's a draw, you both get a point. I was sick of them. Sick of the way they were riding roughshod over me. Sick of being treated like dirt.
Oh, that's... Ooh. Ah... I think that's Keegan.
You sure?
Yeah.
Yes! You're listening to the Football Ramble.
All right,
get
Jim,
in there!
You need to get this one right.
Sudden death, Jimmy.
I mean, the thing is, I will confess now, I did sort of make Jim's a lot easier than Marcus, because I thought Marcus would get some wrong. So this one might be a bit easier.
Okay.
Don't do that, love it.
It's got to be,
Ready? Are you ready for this?
I am.
Okay. It wasn't Mike's beer guzzling.
Piss off.
Yeah, it's Keggy, isn't it?
Hi, I'm Kevin.
There we
Keegan,
go.
And you're listening to the Football
You
Ramble.
Both get a point. What about that?
Yeah.
Hey?
Well, I'll tell you, you've mugged yourself off because now we're a point ahead of you. And
it evens out over a
seat. It will even itself out, Mario insisted it was just a harmless joke.
That's funny.
Blimey.
A favourite bus stop of mine is between Emmanuel Santos and the family of Cristiano Ronaldo. Santos is, of course, the guy who created that terrible literal bust of Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah.
Nice.
And also another one. So I'm similar to you, Pete. I really enjoy these mad ephemeral things that just happen sort of out of nowhere. And sometimes the circumstances, when you add them all together, make them seem absolutely crazy. And a favourite one we've spoken about many times on the show is between Tony Pulis and James Beattie. Now, they just lost 2-0 to Arsenal, and I'm so delighted it was Arsenal that made this happen. And Tony Pulis got them, made sure they were coming in for extra training, basically. But it was the night of the Christmas party for the Stoke players. James Beattie objected to that and got a headbutt in the shower, didn't he?
Naked.
From naked Tony Pulis.
Naked headbutt.
Why is Pulis having a shower with the team?
He's working hard.
Warm up.
Apparently Carlo Ancelotti showers with the team. Oh,
sure,
really? A bit of cohesion and
yeah,
all
that. Yeah, fair enough. But naked headbutt of Tony Pulis. Can you imagine
a
harder
headbutt
thing?
Jim, I think it's the only place where we could end, quite frankly.
And the scariest thing about it is imagining Tony Pulis without a baseball cap on.
Yeah.
Let's assume he
had his old shirt.
Maybe he had it on.
Yeah.
Well, lit one on his penis.
Yeah. To be fair, if someone is only wearing a baseball cap, you'd still describe them as naked.
Yeah, you would, yeah. But what about a little tiny baseball cap on the end of his penis? Make my penis hard again on it.
There's probably a little bit of skin that juts out from his forehead.
Yeah.
So even with a baseball cap off, he's
it's a ridge. It's like a little ridge cave.
Oh my God.
Make my penis hard again, Mr. Pulis said. Yeah. Almost freak show curiosity.
If you
almost
were to
a
read
documentary
my...
in motion, yeah, yeah. You're watching.
If you were to read my school reports, there's a splash of that. That's all I'm saying.
Is
yeah.
there?
Yeah. That, when Mark was saying that, I kind of shrank in my chair a little bit. Mm.
But that's almost like, what we're saying, though, is with the Mavericks in this context, though, is that they are also like tremendously talented.
Yes. Yeah. That's very much not on my
school
reports.
Yeah, if you've just been a bit of a dickhead at school,
yeah.
I can imagine you saying to your teacher, I'm a maverick.
Well, no. the teachers would always say, if he just applied himself.
Yeah, I had a bit
which
of
is very much.
But when did you really went downhill when you said to one of your teachers, Pete Donaldson doesn't do homework, baby.
Set fire to it in front of him.
Pete once told me that at school review type, as a school type performance, where people had to get up and do stuff, he was supposed to do something with his mate. I forget what it was, but your mate let you down. What was it you were supposed to do?
We were going to do the Trevor and Simon Sister Brothers act,
right.
But no one remembers from going
mate,
live.
His mate didn't turn up, so Pete ended up having to do a one-man stage show, improvised, around the 80s and 90s sitcom Bread.
Mm. Really?
There's your maverick.
I've been in a similar situation to that. I was supposed to do a double act thing with a friend of mine who didn't turn up, but what I had was a copy of Jordan's ghostwritten novel, and I thought we would just read extracts from it and it'd be funny because of how bad it was, but arrogantly hadn't actually picked any out.
Right.
He didn't turn up.
Oh,
I just got really drunk to sort of deal with the nerves of it. I ended up drop kicking it into the crowd and it hit a lady in the face. And she was not best pleased.
I never knew you had maverick tendencies.
I never
Jimmy.
Knew how much of a maverick you could be.
And that's how you won the Perrier.
You should have done a Bread one-man stage show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it had been done, I'd heard. It was hack by that point.
It had
been defined.
Was scintillating, Arsenal were beaten, and Neil Warnock wasn't happy.
I just realised my autocorrect changed it to Neil Warlock.
That is a
fire top mountain.
Oh, that is a medieval sitcom I could get behind. Love that.
Why have we not thought of that before?
Yeah. It was a lovely bit of magic.
Yeah.
Hiding in plain sight.
I was just sat here. Boiling up an eye of newt.
He's writing down some incantations.
A mysterious traveller came.
I thought I was going to be late. I just jumped on my carpet, got there in 5 minutes.
Carpet?
Yeah.
It's a horse. Medieval, I said.
Oh, okay.
It's not Arabian Nights.
True. I was just going on the whole magic thing.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm international, me. We'll get to Warnock in a bit, ladies and gentlemen. Nice up-to-date reference.
I mean, he has got very quick feet. He is a hell of a footballer when he...
goal, in and out of Dusty Bluebells.
Come on.
In and out of Dusty Bluebirds.
Yes.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was danced his way through, didn't he?
Yeah. That's an in-joke.
Very, very good.
Certain people of a certain age in Scotland would only get.
Oh, that's about my kind of jokes I like.
The Dusty Bluebells.
Old Neil Warlock was unhappy, wasn't he? Yeah. One of his elixirs. One of his elixirs didn't work.
So angry.
When I get back to my fortress,
I'm going to have a good levitation.
Again, he's wrong. They don't do that in medieval stuff.
Warlocks? They levitate, do they?
Warlocks weren't real, Luke. You know that.
They can do everything.
Then why is he called Neil Warlock?
They're male witches.
No. Did you know? I heard a wonderful thing recently that...
That's a wizard.
That when...
Warlock.
No, he's right.
When
Warlock.
When the Romans were sweeping across Britain, everyone was terrified, of course. A load of warlocks... or not warlocks, druids, but they sort of...
Very different.
Have a bit of a...
I like it. Like, carry on.
No, no, no.
Like,
but it's
a legitimate religious group.
No. Well, let me finish. They retreated to, was it the is it the island of Anglesey?
Northwest Wales?
Yeah.
Yeah, that can make sense.
They
yeah.
retreated there. I was told this by a historian, by the way. Yeah. He's also a friend of mine. Yeah. And he said that they retreated there and they were on the beaches and they were sort of casting spell or doing all these sort of weird arm moves. And the Romans were a bit like, whoa, we're not going over there.
Love that. A warlock apparently is a male practitioner of evil magic, distinguished from a wizard or a sorcerer whose magic may be benign. And the etymology derives from the Old English war loga, meaning oathbreaker or deceiver.
Yeah, female witch.
So, Neil the deceiver warlock.
Yeah, I mean, he's been hiding in plain sight the whole time,
hasn't
he?
Yeah, he has, yeah. anyone who saw that bit of, in quotes, magic from Joe Rawls against Spurs earlier in the season, that was definitely evil.
Indeed,
not benign.
Was,
yeah. Exactly. For that reason, I endorse your position.
Thank
there.
You very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Southampton became the unlikely side to end Arsenal's unbeaten run.
They did.
It's very true, Pete. It's very true.
You sound a bit like Marcus then, Pete.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
But not as good. Just kidding. Yeah, yeah. Just more northern.
But better.
Not as sober.
Carry on. Carry on, Peter.
No, come on.
Danny Ings and Charlie Austin scored the goals.
They did
Charlie
score
Austin
the goals.
Charlie Austin scored a nice one at the end. Completely unmarked. Header. Lovely.
Yes. It's a joke.
Mark, it was a joke.
They're unbeaten for 22 games.
Did
a joke.
Did you see him talking to the keeper at the end, though? Sort of going, and the keeper's going, this close. I was this close, that bloody thing.
Was he? Yeah,
they were being really friendly about it. I quite like that.
I wanted him to just kind of get a little toe on. Sorry, Jim, I just gave you a little toe there. Sorry, as man. I was acting it out. I wanted him to just nudge one in off the toe and at the end say, it's a poke! It's a poke! Yeah, you haven't that?
I like him to go and look at the egg 11 and go, it's a yolk! It's a yolk!
I'm a bloke!
Or
I'll do the build up!
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a bloke.
Yeah.
Just step in a Twitter argument and someone saying, why are you getting involved? Going, I'm woke.
Exactly, yeah. Are you having a Pepsi? It's a Coke.
I'm on Blue Peter. I'm Noakes.
Wow.
Is that jazz music? It's folk. It's a folk. There we go.
Right, we go. Back in. Yeah, Southampton's first home league win since April.
Why aren't you having a shower? I fancy the soap. That's enough now.
Why are you really slow on the football pill? I've been having a toke.
I love it when Luke's got one more and he goes, right, that's enough, move on.
Yeah.
No.
I've had my say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Stick your neck out. Right, let's go to Pete's bonnet.
It's time for emails with Pete Man.
It is time
Might
for
I
emails.
Start, Peter?
Yeah, of course you can, baby.
Because I... That's the kindest can, thing you've ever said to me.
It's not Pete's emails anymore, it's Pete's bonnet.
Pete's bonnet. Well,
you can pop the bonnet on for a bit.
I'm going to climb in there.
And there's bees in it.
And do some much-needed mechanical work.
Don't sort of flail around at the bees, just let them get on with it.
I have received much correspondence from this from our good listeners, and it's a quote from Peter Crouch.
Okay.
Okay, right.
And it simply says this. We got back from an England game one night. I just peeked into the bar. I heard some music. Sven was on the piano, tickling the ivories, and Tord was on the accordion. Tord was amazing. Tickling the ivories.
I love it.
Of course,
they've got like a little lounge combo.
Tord was amazing.
That is, I mean, come on.
Imagine Sven back to the entrance. So Peter Crouch walks in. Sven's just tinkling away.
Yeah.
Leans over. Peter. Come over.
Yeah.
Come over.
Yeah, no, bring them with you.
Peter's in a sexy chiffon number. Yeah. He gets up on the grand piano.
Might be how he met Abby Clancy.
Could be.
Surrounded by that.
She's strictly come dancing. Yeah. She's doing that.
To be fair, one of the few instruments that you do play with a grip is an accordion.
Yeah. It's called grip. That's why. It's called grip.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
What else? Nominative determinism.
What else was Sven tickling?
Yeah.
Peter
vaginas. Is that what you're suggesting, Marcus?
Clitoris. He always
Be
dances.
Bold about it,
yeah,
Marcus.
He always dances around it, doesn't
around
he?
It.
He's like a proper sports commentator.
Hang on.
Giggling away.
I asked the question.
When someone says about a willy or a googly or something, I don't know what they talk about.
A googly.
In cricket. Yeah.
Wait, you can imagine Peter saying to Sven, Todd's really good on that accordion, yeah. I know. He's great.
He's great.
Great grip.
Oh, dear. Right.
Five.
And happy Easter.
And happy yes. Easter, everybody.
That's why we're doing it.
It's Good Friday. Oh, it's a very good Friday. Ladies and
Could
gentlemen,
I just say,
we're in agreement on this one.
I have done and made absolutely no notes for this.
No.
I just thought, I don't want to scupper it. I don't want to be
Should we just leave and just
down?
Let Marcus get on with... The only thing I've got is that picture of that kid who shaved his head.
Wait.
I mean, where else could we finish, ladies and gentlemen, for
this
the grand finale?
This is a part of Marcus's rider when we suggested this idea.
When we started the very podcast. Yeah. We're leading up to this.
It's Sven, ladies and gentlemen.
Of course it
it's
is.
It's Sven.
Sven, Sven, Sven.
Goran Eriksson.
Hen Goran Eriksson.
It works.
Egg top of the pecking order. Yeah.
A sexy egg.
Is he sexy?
I mean,
Pete?
He was once described by a tabloid, as you can imagine.
Having the hair like Jimmy Savile?
As a balding smoothie.
Yeah, you always call him the balding
smoothie.
Is that where that comes from, the balding yeah. smoothie?
And he's yeah. now the bald smoothie, isn't he? Or the yeah. smooth smoothie.
He was an egg in a nest.
A glorious nest, by the way.
Yeah.
A voluminous nest.
Yeah.
A silver, voluminous nest. A nest of a, not a golden eagle, but a silver yeah. eagle.
He has exemplified every stage of being an egg. I think.
Mm. Yeah. What did you describe him as? Something.
Sunburnt bollock.
Yes.
Sunburnt bollock.
Yeah. I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen.
It's relevant, just mate. Want to give you the floor.
Yeah. Played in the Swedish fourth division.
What is it about? What is it about the that attracted?
Didn't
you?
Didn't think I'd say that, did you?
What is it that attracted you to the smooth millionaire Sven Göran Eriksson?
I just think that after England, right? And we'll talk about England, obviously.
There's for some reason to say.
Yeah. For some reason, it would always bring a smile and a chuckle when Sven was mentioned. Because there's plenty of other people in football called Sven. But for some reason, it's just a funny name. And I see his little face, his little bald face. And he just he just makes me laugh. That's it.
Did you like him from the start?
excuse me. I'm getting interviewed here.
This is probably what this is going to be, to be
did
honest.
Did you grow
mate.
To love it?
Managed Manchester City. Did okay, but eventually got sacked. Had an unsuccessful stint as Mexico manager. Then an indifferent time at Leicester City.
Yeah.
You could say.
I can't forget about that. Yeah.
It is a strange one. Mm. Yeah. It is a strange one. And then after Leicester.
Did it feel nice having him close?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. And then after Leicester, he followed the money. All the way to China.
Oh, yeah. If you said
he was ahead of that curve.
At the time, if someone had said to you, China are about to become a big player financially in the world of football, who do you think is going to go there first?
Well, Sven's already there.
He'd be right at the top of it. Yeah. He's already Colonel Kurtz'd it. Yeah.
Where's Sven? Where's the money? There he is.
Yeah, yeah.
There he is.
Like Yakubu.
Oh,
hot
my
on
goodness.
His heels.
He did have a little go with the Philippines, didn't he? Sven in the Philippines.
He's still there as a consultant.
Yeah,
it's a great job.
Well, he was probably the full-time manager in their first Asia Cup appearance as well. Hmm. And who can forget that?
How much is enough, Sven?
Yeah. When's it going to stop?
I mean, he does like that part of the world, of course, the Southeast Asia. Do you remember Dietmar Hamann?
Yeah.
He said he never quite clicked with Sven at Man City, but I think it must have been at Man City. But he said there was a pre-season tour, or they were away somewhere. There was a swimming pool involved, and he said he was by the pool having a relaxing time, and Sven came over with a bottle of champagne and two glasses, and Hamann said, so "What's going on?" You know. Pops the cork and he pours the glass. He pours the champagne. And he says, "What are we celebrating? Life, Kaiser. We're celebrating life." That's what he said.
Oh.
And then Harman went on to say that Sven said, "You know, in the future, I think I'm going to live in Thailand with two women. Yeah, two women."
Yeah, that scenario of Sven and Dietmar Hamann is exactly the same as sometimes what Pete does to me at like 5 a.m. when we're away for a weekend.
I'm going
to
look
life, my friends.
Yeah,
life.
Two women. I mean, if you. Oh, talking of shite.
Imagine if like Pochettino did that.
You've messed up the link.
Sorry, speaking of. Go on, carry on.
FIFA are facing fresh calls to investigate the Qatar World Cup, which is going to happen in 2022, we think. The bid, due to new reports claiming Qatar offered FIFA $400 million before they were awarded the tournament. It's alleged that a secret $100 million deal.
There you go. Stick that towards your surplus.
Was offered by Qatar's state-run...
Not a profit.
State-run broadcaster Al Jazeera.
Qatar means Qatar.
3 weeks before Qatar were awarded the 2022 World Cup.
Hmm. Yep. Richard Keys unavailable for comment?
Well,
he's not seen any wrongdoing.
No, exactly.
In his probably literal ivory tower.
Yeah.
I saw this story and it... And it oddly, it warmed me cockles. I thought to myself, we used to really hammer FIFA all the time and whatnot, but since Andrew Jennings and the FBI and all the rest of it got them,
they have done a pretty good PR cover-up of you know, getting people off their backs a bit. And actually,
because bearing in mind,
this is a dereliction of duty from
true.
Us.
True, but when you say pretty good, you're right. People might say, well, hang on, we know there are... No, considering what it was,
yeah,
I think the PR job's been actually okay. But the allegations were first made in a book called Whatever It Takes, The Inside Story of the FIFA Way. The Sunday Times, they have seen documents, though they have claimed that they've seen documents that allegedly state, in the event that the 2022 competition is awarded to the state of Qatar, Al Jazeera shall, in addition to the rights fee, pay to FIFA into the designated account the monetary amount of $100 million.
Isn't that how like things work?
US dollars.
We will do it here.
Hasn't that bit number four?
I was listening to any of that because I was just going for Richard Keys' Twitter feed. He's not talked about it. No, he's talking a bit about Alan Pardew a lot and some stuff about Volvos.
He hasn't mentioned the Mighty Atom, the Dared to Dream.
No, he hasn't.
While I was away in Taiwan, there was a local man who was called Andy Gray who was offering scuba diving lessons.
I saw that, yeah.
Did you splash it?
In Taiwan. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, so there we are. Good old FIFA.
I'm trying to think of something. It was just banter. It was just... Oh, I can't think of anything.
Manta Ray.
Yes! Marcus!
That's good. Manta Ray.
Very good. Wow. Was,
can you guys hear, tell
I
you
got
what?
Stung. It was just Manta.
As we're about to... As we're about to finish
Get
the show...
Get off the beach!
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Extraordinary. Bream?
Oh, Bream. Yeah. Bream is Bream. I know what you meant. And they were in the second tier at the time, were they, I think?
Yeah. They might have had the season in the top flight with Leicester. But yes, they weren't. They certainly weren't continuously a top flight side like he had with other teams. But we really know him at Leeds, of course. Brilliant midfield with Strachan, Batty and Speed coming through the academy and whatnot there. So it was a really good side. So 9 years, roughly, before that. It's odd, isn't it? Because players burst onto the scene so young now and whatnot. But when he was at Leicester, he was turning heads and putting in performances and was attracting attention for the big sides and nearly went to Nottingham Forest under Brian Clough. And Clough, he had a meeting with Clough, and as the story goes, apparently McAllister was wearing cowboy boots.
And, which
seems very unlikely.
Talking about picturing the guy with hair, picturing him with cowboy boots.
I'm picturing him in cowboy boots, just completely Billy Bollocks, all greased up.
Stetson?
It's Stetson, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not Magic
Don,
Mike.
He's not Don Hutchison, mate.
Magic Mac.
Magic Mac.
Magic Mac.
Magic Mac. Well, yeah, he
Mac,
went...
Sack and Crack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mac Strack and Crack.
Yeah.
That's another chat show.
It's a late night one.
Yeah.
Well, he went for this meeting and... He apparently, you know, apparently Brian Clough saw the cowboy.
Sorry, Marcus. Investigative documentary where Mac and Strack go out and investigate the crack epidemic on the streets of New York in the late 80s.
Mac Strachan's back on crack.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Backstreet's back.
I put Nigel Spackman in there again.
Yeah. Sorry, Marcus.
I wondered when this series would break us.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to have to go and get an away goal anyway. So it's...
By the way, Jim, Little Dicky Bird tells me Harry Kane might actually be fit for the second leg.
Son will be back. Take off his big
Son being back will be absolutely huge.
Yeah.
Did you see at half time in that game, Paul Scholes' son, Aaron, tweeted.
That's so good. Amazing.
He tweeted a message directed at Matthijs de Ligt, saying that despite his desire to see the Dutch defender signed for Manchester United, he should go and enjoy his career at Barcelona because Man United are wank and have a team full of bellends.
It's funny,
I'm Paul Scholes and I approve this message.
Yeah. Like, it's nothing that, you know, any other 19-year-old Man United supporting lad isn't posting on Twitter every weekend.
No, I love how he takes after his father.
Yeah.
Well, I can't sort of think about Paul Scholes as a kid because I know the joyless little copper slug he's come from.
Right? What did you call him?
A joyless little copper slug. He means his penis.
Not unreasonably. Little slug popping out of the shorts. Remember that?
Yeah, when he gave everyone a little treat.
That's what gave that child life.
Well, it's raining. I'll have a little look around, see what's going on.
If I may be so bold, that's very much the quiver. The testicles were the arrows
right,
in that
okay.
situation. It's the delivery mechanism, really, isn't it? It's not really the actual source
the
of
trebuchet.
The
trebuchet.
Yeah, it's not the source of
trebuchet.
The...
I don't think you're respecting enough source. Of how much his mum played a part in that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, okay.
Paul Scholes, it was probably more of a minority job, if you see what I mean.
Are you...
Scholes just whacked it in from 30 yards out.
Yeah. He was there. He...
And when he held him in his arms...
From the next room, through a surface, like one of those little doors you get to serve food.
When he held him in his arms the first time, he said, you, son, will grow up to slag off a quite frightening subpar Man United team in the future, and I'll be very proud of you.
Absolutely.
No, he flew out and volleyed him for 30 yards.
Yeah.
Bang!
But
straight
I mean,
in the ink, you're better.
Spurs, though.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. To be fair, he didn't stick around very long, did he? Yeah, so that makes sense.
Okay.
Can we do something else now?
Yeah,
we can.
Sure. Yeah, thanks, mate.
No worries. Did you see the video of the player getting subbed on? I can't forget what
yes!
it was.
I want to talk
was
about
it
this.
Scandinavia?
Yeah.
Swedish second division.
Yeah.
Is it for Degerfors? He gets subbed on with a high five and his gloved teammate high fives him in the eye. He makes about 10 yards onto the pitch before
he realizes he can't see and then says he has to be subbed off. Incredible.
I want to know if he still gets his appearance bonus for that. He should do.
The game get him in the appear.
The game finished with a draw anyway.
Yeah.
Or in this case, he's a pirate.
Yeah. What would happen if that was what would happen if it was the last substitution? That would be a disaster, wouldn't
could
it?
Could he not continue? I think
I
he was able to continue.
I think he's
was
right.
he able to continue? I thought, yeah. No, I think he had
treatment.
I think he's okay, actually, because there's talk of him maybe going to Polk City.
That
Stoke
is.
City.
No, not even close.
Polk City, no. All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
Good God.
Yeah, he's always been. I mean, his coach,
you,
said,
for...
his coach said there's always been a very diligent pupil.
I regret bringing this up.
They also celebrated that draw by going out on the eyelash.
Eyelash.
Because if he really does improve and he sorts himself out, he'll play for Liverpool.
Enough of this vitreous humour. Let's end the email. Nick Cook basically brings it off. It brings that particular player up. And who are the players would you most like to poke in the eye?
Ex-Everton goalkeeper Steve Imanson. There we go.
There we
is that
are.
Enough for the emails?
The optic nerve of it. Sure. I don't know what's going to work.
It's literally shit right now as we speak. So there we go.
We'll see how it goes.
We were all fans of James Richardson back in the day. There's nothing to be ashamed of. He's a lovely chap as well. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Nothing to be ashamed
of. He's fucking funny as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm used to sitting in a room with you three.
Right then.
Here we go.
The season predictions unveiling begins. So we predicted Premier League winner, relegated teams, dark horse, first manager to be sacked / leave, top scorer, player of the season, player with most red cards, and some notable mad shit.
Right.
Happened.
So should we start off with Premier League? Oh, you got second. That's not bad.
But it wasn't on the mark.
No.
Top scorer with Mo Salah, Sadio Mane and Mr. Aubameyang. So, you know, a lot of choices there.
Yeah.
Who got one of them right, Luke?
I went Sergio Aguero.
Petey.
Aubameyang.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
You forgot to fill it in.
Yeah.
Watford.
When we got Charlie to do this to remind us, he comes back, he goes, oh, Luke, a bit of problem. What's that? Pete hasn't done a top scorer.
Doesn't matter. It's going to be a bummy. I'm going to. I already knew. Everyone knew.
It's annoying because you're less wrong than me.
Yeah, exactly.
Were you thinking that nobody would score?
I spoiled my legendary goal record. I just spoiled my ballot.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Jim,
I went for Harry Kane.
Yeah, I went for Harry Kane as well, and that didn't happen.
That's funny that we all missed it. Really strange.
And there were three winners.
Because we know a lot about football.
Yeah, but I think Mo Salah was the one that somebody should have gone for. Pete, perhaps.
I've written James Richardson.
Okay, fair enough.
Player of the season. Something he did wrong,
I think he should be banned.
Yeah,
I agree. But they shouldn't ban him until he says, oh, I'm unveiled as the new Bayern boss or whatever. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, by the way, with that, Jose, you think you can outflank us?
Yeah.
House always wins, big boy.
Two-season ban.
Have you signed that? Has the ink dried?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a
shame. Two-season ban. Yeah. No pay. can I, just before we finish up, read you the title of Richard Keys' most recent blog entry?
Here we go. I love it. I tell you a story like that. Yeah. Reading all this of it.
I enjoyed it.
You focus on Keezy.
Yeah. I was crawling through his Twitter the whole time.
This is Richard Keys' blog. That's what I like about this. I mean,
your key to sports.
There's a scene in The Office where Ryan the temp sets up a blog for who's that guy who's like he's kind of like a miscreant in The Office in the US. Creed. Creed, my favourite character on the US Office is called Creed.
It's so good you can't remember his name.
I know. And and he basically sets up a blog for Creed, and he basically just sets up a Word document, and he thinks it's online. And he says, even for the internet, it's a bit extreme. It's a bit extreme.
No, Keys is actually is online. It right. is online. Okay. And his most recent blog post is called Qatar, the mighty atom that dared to dream.
That man is fucking toilet, isn't he?
He is. He's a very, very low quality.
It is
individual.
Extraordinary.
He is one of the worst men.
Yeah.
And men have done some bad things.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Not as bad as that.
And men should split the atom again, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
That's what they should do.
Fatberg.
In Richard Keys' presence.
Hairy Fatberg.
There we go.
You can't go anywhere after that, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble. It's been an absolute pleasure. Of course, we'll be with you again on Thursday for the preview show. Say goodbye, Luke Moore.
Football Ramble's a mighty atom that dared to dream.
Say goodbye, Pete Donaldson.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Jim Campbell.
It's extraordinary.
Oh, daft little show, silly podcast. Fuck off.
We've made it. Thank you very much to YouTube titan Linford Grimes for their help in putting everything together, diving into the depths of the archives and helping sort out the wheat from the chaff. We couldn't have done it without Linford. We're going to be back on Thursday with a brand new episode, and join us for Football Ramble Daily from Monday the 5th of August. Soon we'll be allowed to reveal all the details, so do keep an eye on our socials for that. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Everyone, well, pray silent for Marcus's Tom Jones impression.
Ooh.
This was a Radio Staccato production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.